Sukha Yerushalmi corresponding to Sukha Bavli, Daf Chavov. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud, Amud Aleph, the second last line of the page, Maase Shaholach. Maase Shaholach Rabbi Loi, Etzel Rabbi Lezer Belod. The Bryson says that Rabbi Loi once visited Rabbi Lezer in Lod. Amalei Af At Meshosei HaRegel. Hala Amru Shein Shvacha Shetam Lichachomim Liyos Maniach Es Beisa BeRegel V'Hoylech Loi. Rabbi Lezer said to Rabbi Loi, can you be considered one who rests on the festival? The Chacham said it's not correct for Torah sages to leave their homes without their wives and travel on the festival. And they should say, in Mishem She'en Shvacha Shadav Tam Lechachamim Liyos Maniach Es Beisoi Beregel V'Hoylech Loi Ba'adein Layadin. It's like the case of Rabbi Zeru, who went to a bris made by Rabbi Elah, and he refused to eat anything. The people were unsure if it was because he wouldn't eat before praying Musaf, or because it was not correct for a Torah sages to leave their homes and travel on the festival. Amar Lava Achila Arai Ein Shein Arai. Rabbi Lava, in coming to explain the Mishnah that had taught that one may snack outside the sukkah, he says only snacking is permitted, but napping is not permitted outside the sukkah. Chavaya Amrin Chikain Adam Nishtakeh B'Sech Shinase. The Chavaya give a first reason, which is that a person tends to fall into a deep sleep. And Rabbi Lo gives a different reason. It's often a nap will suffice for a person. What's the practical difference between these two reasons? The case of difference would be when one tells another person to wake him if he falls into a deep sleep. According to Chavaya, it's permitted to nap. According to Rabbi Lo, it's prohibited. Mishnah, Masa Shevir Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakeh, Letoim Es HaTavshil, Rabbi Gamliel, Shtei Koisavois V'Dili Shalmayim, Ba'omu Helem L'Sukah. It occurred that they brought Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakeh food to taste, and Rabbi Gamliel two dates in a bucket of water, and they both said, bring them to the Sukah. If you're not known to be Rabbi Sadek, Aichel Pachas Mekabetza, not like Mamape, but Achlai Chus Sukkah, Vele Berch Acharov. And when they gave Rabbi Sadok food smaller than the size of an egg, he took it in a cloth and ate it outside the Sukkah, and he did not recite Berch Zamazan afterwards. The Gemara says, Avin and Savrin Meimah, Shalai Berch Acharov, Shalai Shbocha, Isha Bocha Achas Birch. The Gemara says they understood that Rabbi Sadok did not recite the entire Berch Zamazan afterwards, but he did recite one blessing. However, a baisa was discovered that teaches he didn't recite any blessing. Tani kol she'omim alav shalosh brachos omim alafanov hamitzi lechem min ha'aretz kol she'omim achrov gimel brachos ein omim alafanov hamitzi lechem min ha'aretz. The baisa teaches that any food upon which Berachas Hamazon is recited afterwards, hamitzi, meaning he brings out bread from the ground, that bracha is recited before. Any food upon which Berachas Hamazon is not recited afterwards, hamitzi is not recited before. He sivan how he pachas mekazayis enoim alav shalosh brachos me'ata le'yom melefanav hamitzi lechem min ha'aretz. The Gemara asks, if a person ate less than a kezayis of bread, he does not recite Berachas Hamazon afterwards. Should he also not recite hamitzi beforehand? Rabbi Yaakov Acha amar l'sha'am me'aminim nitzacha. Rabbi Yaakov Acha answered that the rule refers to other types of food, such as rice or millet. Since one does not recite Berachas Hamazon after them, he does not recite hamitzi before them.